Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Bonjour, this is Fabulously Delicious, the French food podcast. It's the podcast that's all about the cuisine that is said to have founded modern cooking. French ingredients and dishes have been the starting block for many of the world's best chefs and cooks. On Fabulously Delicious, you'll learn all about those dishes and ingredients, as well as get to know more about fabulous French foodies. I'm your host, Andrew Pryor. Enchanté.
Enchanté.
10 years ago, my life changed when I competed on MasterChef Australia. And now, I'm living my best life right here in the French countryside. Here, life is all about cooking, eating, meeting wonderful locals, food producers, chefs, home cooks, drinking amazing wines, eating some of the over, would you believe, there are 1,500 French cheeses, and sharing these fabulous experiences with you, my fabulously delicious audience. I hope you're enjoying them. Today, we're continuing the A to Z of French herbs, and today's herb, well, it's a hybrid, apparently, which I knew nothing about until I did this episode, but fascinated to learn all about what is a hybrid herb. So sit back, turn the volume up. If you're not driving, pour yourself a glass of wine, break a baguette, add a bit of saucisson maybe, some delicious cheese, and enjoy today's episode of Fabulously Delicious, the A to Z of French herbs, peppermint. Peppermint in French is pronounced mon poivre, and spelled mon, M-E-N-T-H-E, poivre, P-O-I-V-R-E-E. Peppermint is a cross between water mint and spearmint, and is indigenous to Europe and the Middle East. But of course, like many herbs in this series, it can be found now all around the world. There's references to peppermint in cultivation, cooking, and herbal medicine way back since 1500 BC. Ancient Greeks thought the peppermint would cure hiccups, so we need to try that one next time we get the hiccups. Italians prized peppermint, and only the rich could afford it, and they would use it for love and fertility, something apparently they still do today. The herb as we know it in Europe and the UK was first identified in Hertfordshire in England, and was discovered by Dr. Beals in around 1696, when it was later published in a botanical book. It's a herbaceous perennial plant that grows to between 30 and 90 centimetres or 12 to 35 inches tall. Its leaves and stems are usually slightly fuzzy and has purple flowers. Peppermint is a fast-growing plant. Once it sprouts, it tends to spread fast around the garden. That's why it's best to plant it in a pot. Peppermint is part of the Lamaceae family of plants and is known as a hybrid, which means that it doesn't produce seeds and therefore it reproduces through the spreading of its runners. In several countries around the world, peppermint is actually considered an invasive plant. Places like Australia, the Galapagos Islands, New Zealand, and some areas in the United States consider it invasive. Around the world, nearly 50,000 tons of peppermint are grown and harvested each year. Morocco produces the most at about 83% of the world's production, followed by Argentina at 14%. One of the major uses of this production is to produce essential oil, which is used for flavourings for chewing gum, toothpaste, and even used in shampoos, soaps, and skincare products. But culinary uses include peppermint tea and other herbal teas and infusions. But it's also used to flavour ice cream, candy, jams, and alcoholic beverages. In the US, on December the 3rd, it's actually a National Peppermint Latte Day. Having never had peppermint latte before, I'm not so sure why it needs a national day. Fabulously Delicious is part of the Evergreen Podcast Network. Some of my favourite fabulous shows on the Evergreen Podcast Network include the French History Podcast by Dr. Gary Giraud, which explores events and people from 3 million years ago to today in France. Gary Giraud is a historian with a PhD in modern British and French history. Another great podcast about French history on the Evergreen Network is Le Siècle by David Montgomery. This is all about France's history from 1814 to 1914. It's a century in France that was one of both turmoil and stagnation, revolution and industrialization. Le Siècle podcast, as well as the French History podcast and Fabulously Delicious, are on Evergreen Podcast. You can check us out at evergreenpodcast.com. That's it for another episode of Season 3 of Fabulously Delicious, the A to Z of French Herbs series. How do you use peppermint? Do you use peppermint in cooking? Let me know by contacting me via Instagram. Slide into my DMs at Andrew Pryor Fabulously, or you can email me on contact@andrewpryorfabulously.com. I'd love to chat with you all. If you share your recipes for peppermint with me, I'll give them a go, post on my socials, possibly even my blog, which you can find at andrewpryorfabulously.com. Thank you for listening. And remember, you know what my motto is. Whatever you do, do it fabulously. Merci beaucoup and bon app.
Hello, and welcome to Novel Conversations, a podcast about the world's greatest stories. I'm your host, Frank Lavallo, and for each episode of Novel Conversations, I talk to 2 readers about 1 book, and together, we summarize the story for you. We introduce you to the characters, we tell you what happens to them, and we read from the book along the way. So if you love hearing a good story, you're in the right place. Our 9th season is coming this fall. Tune in to hear from some of the all-time great authors, Charles Dickens, Jules Verne, F. Scott Fitzgerald, and more. Subscribe to Novel Conversations wherever you listen to podcasts.